A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord. I have been a musician for practically my entire priestly ministry. I have been on the road for many years as a preacher, 23 to be exact, before becoming provincial. And throughout the 23 years of parish mission preaching, retreat preaching, musician preaching, I always incorporated music into everything that I did and have so appreciated the gift from God of how music and the Word of God can be one and the same gift to our prayer life and to our spirituality. It has been a wonderful career in many ways, and I have cherished the musical part of it. I have to say, though, that there were many times when I was giving a music workshop or when I was just talking about musicians or meeting musicians in these parishes that I would come across a very gifted organist who would let me know that they simply did not appreciate in any way whatsoever the kind of music that came from the guitar groups. They wouldn't tolerate it. They would never use that kind of music, and they could never stand to even be in the presence of it, let alone collaborate with it. That wasn't such a shock. And then I heard guitarists, really good guitar groups, who would say something similar, that they would never choose a hymn from the traditional choir's hymnal. They would never do that kind of music. I would meet people who would say they would not go to the Mass where the Life Teen Band played because they thought it was totally discomforting to even see a drum set near the sanctuary, let alone have to live through the playing of drums during Mass. It always struck me while I was talking to these people that as gifted as they were, their gift was in the way of their really coming to know God more fully. It was an amazing realization that the very gift that they were using in the ministry of the church could be an obstacle to them coming to know God more fully. They were too much in the way. Their gift was too much about them. Their expertise, as wonderful as it may have been, was too much about them and not enough about the ministry that they had aligned themselves with and were responsible for fulfilling. There's a way in which that's what this first reading from Isaiah is all about. This reading is gorgeous, and we know it so well. We've heard it so many times. And we hear that the Lord is going to provide for all peoples a feast of rich food, choice wines, and then he goes on to say and elaborate even further, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. And then that because of, or combined with all of that, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples and the web that is woven over all the nations. It's important for us to know that this Isaiah passage follows or is part of a larger Isaiah theme that has to do with pride, that has to do with the people, the nations, their prideful ignorance of God in their lives. The bigger context is the context of Isaiah rebuking the nations for their prideful ways. And we can see that once that is done, then God can take over. And they can come to know the mountain of the Lord. And they can come to know the goodness that is there, but only after the pride is gone, only after the arrogance is gone. That's pretty much what the parallel gospel for this Sunday is all about, too, from Matthew. That is the parable about the wedding feast and the guests not coming. And then when the guests do come from the byways, then there's somebody there not dressed in the right garment. That is also about the pride, the arrogance of the leaders of Israel, the pride and the arrogance of the priests of their time and the elders who were too much into themselves and not enough into the revelation of God that was supposed to be coming to them as well as through them. They were too much into themselves to experience the God that was trying to use even them for God's reign on this earth. The readings for this weekend, and coming from that Isaiah reading, are trying to tell us that we cannot know God unless we get ourselves out of the way. We cannot know the total fullness of what God has to reveal to us if we stay stuck in our ways of thinking, if we stay stuck in our giftedness, if we stay stuck in our expertise, and then determining that our giftedness, our expertises are the only way to go. We cannot know God if we are too much in the way. Isaiah is trying to teach us that we will only come to know the richness of this mountain once we get over our own prideful ways, as the nations had to do. I actually think this presents a really worthy challenge for most people in the world today, especially for those who are gifted. The more gifted, the higher the risk that our giftedness might block our very selves from the fullness of what God has to tell us. I feel fairly competent in a number of areas of my life. I have to pray pretty regularly to make sure I stay out of God's way, to make sure I do not let my gifts be about me, but always make sure my gifts are not about me, but about God. I invite you to think about that today. Are there otherwise wonderful gifts, talents, attributes in your life that are failing you? That are failing to draw you closer to God? Do any of your gifts, do any of your great talents cause you to make it more about yourself than about God and your ministry and what you are called to be for others? I encourage you to join me in the quest. Try to get yourself out of the way. Try to get yourself out of the way. When you do, and only when you do, will you reach the real mountain, and will you taste the juicy, rich food and the pure, choice wines. They are yours, but only when you get yourself out of the way.